So we're dealing with breaking the system of all barriers. Every barrier in your life has to go. The people of Israel, as the scriptures say, they heard a word from the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Exodus 3:7-8, God said, I have heard, I have seen their suffering. I am now sending you to take the people to go. Now, Prophet Moses goes, but the problem now is he met a man by the name Pharaoh. Of course, his name was not Pharaoh, but the title of their kingdom, any king, instead of saying king, is known as Pharaoh. So there was Pharaoh 1, Pharaoh 2. It's not like his name was Pharaoh. But Pharaoh was a title. Are you here, right?
Yes.
So now he meets Pharaoh. And Pharaoh says, I will not let them go. Yet God said what? Take them out. And Pharaoh says, they will not go. So we find a barrier against what God said. God said, let them move. And Pharaoh says what? Do you know that a man of God can come and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I speak your life to open. God says your life open. But another system says no. Verse 7 and 8, the scripture says what?
Oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
Mm-hmm. Now, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from the land, from that land, to a good and a large land. To a good and a large land. To deliver them to a place flowing with milk and honey. To a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, Amorites. As God says that. And now, this relates very well to the revelation that God gave us of the Jesus nation. Who mean the Perizzites, the Hittites, and all that. But despite the word of prophecy, but people are getting resistance to get there. So there is a system, there's a barrier. The enemy, if he wants to finish you up, he is not against what God said, but he can just raise up something in the middle to block you from what God said it must happen. So we see God's people having a prophetic message. You must get there, but there is a system that is working to stop what God said must happen. Are you here, right? So Pharaoh says no. Now imagine I give you a word of prophecy, or I give you a declaration to say, by this time your life will never be the same again. And you receive it. Now, I have a problem here because the one talking is not a prophet. God himself came down in a burning bush. And what God said was resisted. I'm talking to somebody right here. Now, what more if I give you a prophecy? So the best thing is we need to remove what blocks so that what God said must happen. Because I may say something to you and you may think, ah, but the prophet said it will happen, and what's going on over here? Because there could be a system in the realms of the spirit that we have to deal with. Come on, somebody say, I hear you, my prophet. In this month of August, we are dealing with this system, and we command the system to be broken. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, say, not again.
Not again.
Now, so you see the scripture in the Bible, we hear barriers being there. And now, we see, now Moses comes in, he says, let my people go. And Pharaoh says, they're not going anywhere. So Moses performs the first miracle to scare Pharaoh. He performs the second miracle. Pharaoh says, all these things you're doing, even my magicians can do them. You think I can? We can scare the devil with the prophecy? Even witch doctors are prophesying. The only thing they cannot do is the last miracle. When the gods responsible for those magic the magicians were doing were all destroyed by God himself one night. Magicians said, no, now our powers are gone. They are men of God in the Bible. God was using them. They had the prophetic, but they had a problem they never dealt with from their childhood. Moses, despite being a great prophet, had a problem of anger. And it made him have a big problem with God. That he had the audacity one day to shout at God and said, God, now you must repent. That system of anger, he never dealt with it. That he had this spirit of anger that he killed somebody when he was very young. And ran away. And when he ran away, he found people somewhere else trying to cause problems to young girls. He also beat them up. He goes in the wilderness, he shouts at God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. So I hear you, prophet. Now you're watching me, where you're watching me from. You may actually, you know, believing, praying, and wondering why things are not moving. There could be a system that has to be broken. And I'm telling you, I thank God because he gave us authority that we can actually break these systems. Yes. I have seen so many people in my ministry who had the same spirits or systems of barriers. And we prayed. Those barriers got out of their way. And now they have got a lot of miracles and testimonies. Are you understand what I'm talking about? And I've seen at the personal level a lot of barriers in different spheres. Starting from ministry, spiritual, business, other things. And we prayed against those barriers and they left. I hope you're getting me. So we need to pray. This is very important. Imagine God says, take my people out, but there is a resistance. But God said, tonight, that was the 10th miracle, known as the 10 what? Plague you. Now God said, now I'm about to do something that's, this one is the final. God said, I will destroy all the gods of Egypt, plus their firstborn sons. You hear? Because you need to understand the Amalekites, Amorites, Egyptians used to worship a certain god. You know, Amalek, you know, the son of Amalek. They used to bury their firstborn children, their firstborn sons. They used to bury them to these idols, to the gods. And when they do that, they had evil powers. That even one time when the people of Israel were winning the battle, the Bible says when the king took his son and his firstborn son and sacrificed him, the people of Israel began to lose the war. So you must know the connection of their gods with their firstborn sons. And God said, tonight I will destroy the source of their power. I will remove all their gods and the firstborn sons. This is what removed the power from the magicians. They could not do another miracle. So there was a system blocking what God said. I'm trying to put this as a very serious reminder to my teaching because it forms part of the basis for you to understand why it is important to pray against the system that is working against your progress. Are you here, right?
Yes.
You wake up in the morning, just find out, no, the project you're doing, we want you to stop it. Like, what? We want you to stop the project. You have to cancel those systems. Am I talking to somebody right? Yes. We want to look at types of barriers. Now we saw number one. We saw that the first type of barrier we dealt with yesterday is stagnation or backwardness. What is this stagnation or backwardness? We said it is the spirit that makes people, if the enemy uses this on you, or if it's on you, you have got a barrier that will help the enemy to stop you from progressing. So in Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 12, the scripture says what? I will search with a lamp, with a torch. In amplified version, I will punish the men who like old wine are stagnant in spirit. Now I spoke to you that stagnation, it is something that happens in the spirit realm. You may wonder why your projects are being stagnant, your spiritual life is stagnant, your marriage is stagnant, your future is stagnant. Things are being stagnant in your life. And I told you why. It is because spiritually, in the spirit realm, you are stagnant there. Now, if you are stagnant in the spirit, no matter how you may push things in the natural, nothing will happen. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus, every stagnation in my family, in my life, I break you now. So we saw scriptures, God say, I will punish those who are stagnant, because this is a system. If God has to do what he said he's going to do in your life, you do not need to have systems in the middle that are blocking what God said. Am I talking to you? You need to know that when God wants to do something, the enemy raises systems to destroy what God is trying to do. Imagine God says, I'm bringing in Jesus to be born. Same day Jesus was born, there was a system by King Herod. Kill all the baby boys that are just born. A system against what God was about to do. When Moses was about to be born, a law was put in Egypt. All children that are being born now must be killed. Am I talking to you? The target was Moses. But God is not a man. The people who made a law to kill all baby boys are the ones who eventually were keeping Moses in their house, paying the mother for feeding her own child. She was on salary. Are you still here? Number two, barrier. Self-imposed barriers. Somebody says self-imposed. Now, these are very dangerous. We have number one, stagnation. Number two, self-imposed. What are self-imposed barriers? Now, self-imposed barriers are those barriers which right this minute, if you see, if I may ask you a question and say, where do you see yourself by December? Already people have already removed because of time to say, from now to December, it's too close. I can't achieve A, B, C, D, E. Am I talking to somebody right? Yes. It's a lie from the devil. Amen. You'll achieve it. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. I say it's a lie from the devil. You will achieve it. These are barriers. The moment the enemy captures your mind, the moment the enemy captures your mind, because we are not operating from the earthly systems. We're not. Do you know, for the sake of, can I share this thing with you? For the sake of you, God can turn events. Tell your neighbor if you have one. Say every word God said about you and anything you are believing before December, it will happen. Are you understanding? Yes. There was a man in the Bible by the name Hezekiah. Are you understanding right? So the set time that God had said, because in the spirit, there is one time. In the natural, there is one time. So time is measured in seconds, in minutes, and they're known as pockets, time pockets. So time is measured in minutes, in seconds, in minutes, in hours, in days, in weeks, in months, and in years. And that time that you can measure, it is a normal time, known as what? Chronos. Chronos, time that can be measured in seconds, in chronos. And this time, it marks events. New Year, Christmas, Chronos. You know what is Chronos? Chronology. It carries a certain history of events. A year is finished, so you start another one. Are you there, right?
Yes.
But in the spirit, God uses Kairos, which is the set time. So if God says you will be healed today, and you don't get your healing today, and the days are gone, my friend, you need grace for that day to come back. You are following, right? So Hezekiah was supposed to be healed in the morning, and he didn't get his healing. And prophet Isaiah came into the house, and he said, hey, God has heard your prayer, and you will be healed. And he said, what would be the sign? God reversed time back to the morning, and he healed him. So everybody was standing there. It was 3 p.m. Everyone was so shocked. It became morning again. For the sake of one man. So December is too far. God can make things happen. For the sake of you. It's a self-imposed. Let me say something to you. I suffered that. When God called me, I was 12 years. And God said, I want to use you. I said, I'm too young. Let's go to Exodus. Let's go in the scripture. Exodus. You there, right? All right, let's go to Exodus 4 verse 10. What does the Bible say?
The Bible reads, then Moses said to the Lord, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of time.
Mm-hmm. 11, let me read it. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Verse 12. Then the Lord said, now therefore go, and I'll be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Listen, if you are not careful, what will block you from getting where God wants you to get is self-imposed barriers. These barriers, can you imagine God says to Moses, I have called you as a prophet, and I want you to take my people out of Egypt. And he says, but I'm not eloquent. It's not the eloquence God is looking for. It is not the money that God is looking for. It is a yes, sir. God says, I will use you. You help the poor. You will do this, you do this. But how? Where will money come from? It is not about the resources. It is about the acceptance. There are things all you have to do is to accept that God has called me. If I look at somebody watching me right now and I tell you that in the next 3 months, God will turn around your life and a lot of things will begin to happen, and the people you are borrowing money from, they will borrow money from you. But somebody will be like, but no, how can this thing happen? And this is a barrier that has blocked so many destinies. And the devil, what he does, he actually, if he entered Judas, he actually comes into your mind and tell you to raise it up yourself as a self-imposed, where you actually say yourself, I can't do it. Am I talking to you? Now, imagine this. Mary meets an angel. In the first place, Mary, have you ever met an angel before? No. You are meeting an angel. Can you imagine an angel standing in front? The whole light, the angel standing in there. And he says, you have a baby. And she's asking, how? How can this be? Am I talking to you? How? Hey, in the first place, how did the angel enter your house that is locked? How did he appear and disappear? And you're asking, how can it be? The angel said, hey, I stand in the presence of Almighty. Listen, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. And what shall be born out of you shall be of the Spirit. Zechariah, same story. He says, I'm so old now. Zechariah is answering an angel. He says, but how can even this happen? There are people watching me now. The enemy has made you. The devil just did one thing to make you raise up a barrier of yourself. As I'm talking now, you don't believe it, that you can actually buy a building that is 20 stories. As I'm talking to you, you can't even believe that it can happen before December. You can't. All you're thinking now is one bedroom apartment. And they're saying you're believing. You're joking, because that even other people who don't even know your Jesus are also believing God. I mean, they're also believing themselves that they can do it. What's faith? Faith is when you believe things which cannot be achieved by mere people. Yes. I prophesy. Great things are coming ahead of you. I say, I decree and declare, no more self-imposed barrier. It is being taken out in the name of Jesus. I say, it's being taken out in the name of Jesus. It is being taken out in the name of Jesus. Say amen. And you know what happens? The moment this self-imposed barrier exists, the moment you have this self-imposed barrier, even God becomes powerless. No matter how many men of God may put oil on your head, they will even lay hands on your head until your hair here comes out. But if there is a self-imposed, when the devil makes it, it is a spirit which the scripture stands against. Are you here? It comes in a person. It is also known as the spirit of pride. You know, people think pride is when a person just is boasting against himself. No. Pride, if you are attacked by the spirit of pride, what that spirit sometimes do, you may actually be very humble before people. But spiritually, that spirit of pride may actually be boasting, standing against what God is saying about you. Imagine God says, I am almighty. I'm going to change your life. And that spirit of pride is saying, I don't think this can happen in my life. It's like pride against what God is what? Yes, Lord. He's saying. Imagine a president in your country. He says, I as a president, I'm going to do it. Then one person comes and says, what is he saying? He can't do it. But me, I can do it on my own. Be like, what type of pride is this? Now people be like, what type of pride is this? So you may actually not know it, but that spirit brings in pride. If you're following some following prophet, it is what God hates. And if this spirit is in you, even God can do nothing. I promise you, you do not need this spirit upon you. You don't need it. Somebody say, I break the system.
I break the
system. Say it again.
I break the system.
In 2 Corinthians, let's check that. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, all right? Let's start from verse 5. It says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought, somebody said thought.
Thoughts.
Exactly. Into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Meaning that you may actually be sitting there, but your mind or your thoughts are not yet brought to the captivity to be obeying the voice of Christ. So if you do not obey the voice of Christ, if God says this will happen, if your faith says this will happen, but there's a certain mind that tells you, no, it can't happen, it can't work. That is not the mind of Christ. It is a thought. The Bible says, cause what? Imagination. Arguments. You are arguing with what God is saying you are. God says you are great. You think you are small. So God spoke to a man by the name Gideon. He said, Gideon, a mighty man of valor. He says, oh, wrong address. Mighty man of valor, me? He says, you are talking to a wrong person. I'm not a mighty man of valor. He said, in fact, you have missed prophecy. I come from the least family. He said, yeah. Actually, I'm talking to you. You are a mighty man. Am I speaking to you? You are a mighty man. He didn't even know. Moses, he says, I don't even know how to talk. The man ended up writing the whole Bible. Am I speaking to somebody? Never put up barriers of yourself. I see greatness in you. Oh my God. Somebody say, I'm an eagle. I'll fly high. Somebody say it again. Say, I'm an eagle. I'll fly high. Say, I'm a superstar. Say it again. Say, I'm a superstar. Say, failure is not in my DNA. Say, I can never fail. I will make it. I will have it. The Holy Ghost is in me. Say, in the name of Jesus, every demonic entity, I bring you down now. Every arrow against my success, I bring you down. And every aeroplane carrying good news, come to me now. And every aeroplane carrying bad news about me, crash. You're moving forward. You're moving forward. Are you here, right?
Yes.
Are you following?
Yes.
Somebody say, in the name of Jesus,
I am not a small person.
I rebuke
every negativity,
every failure
in
my mindset.
Before December,
I will see great things.
I will achieve
big things.
I will do great things.
Never limit yourself.
I can see
success in
you.
I see
future in
you.
I
promise you,
the devil is
trying to bring
all these problems
all around
you
so that you
can
begin
to
ridicule
yourself
like,
I think I'm
a failure.
And
then he makes
you compare
with your friends
how
they are doing
well,
and
your
life is
just
stagnant,
and like,
I've
wasted
my time,
my
resources.
Wait
a minute.
I stand
here tonight
to tell
you,
this
barrier
is removed.
You
are moving
forward.
I say
you are moving
forward.
I say
you are
moving
forward.
You are moving
forward.
You are moving
forward.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Karamande
frehedosa
antakabahate.
Say,
Jesus.
Something
great is
about to
happen to
you.
Every
barrier
will be taken
out. the barrier of stagnation, backwardness, the barrier of self-imposed barrier, it's coming out of your way. Number three, financial barrier. Some say financial barrier. You want to buy a house, but what's the barrier? Now, come on, answer me now. You want to buy a car. You even go in the garage and you look at it and you see it. Then say, can you pay, sir? What becomes a barrier? I promise you, we are dealing with this situation this month. I said we are dealing with this issue this month. 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all the vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her sons, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another vessel. So the oil ceased. You hear that? In verse 7, the scripture says, then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. May God bless his word. Hallelujah. See what the Bible says? The Bible says there was a wife of a man who was a son of a prophet. Not biological son, but spiritual son. So you have people be like, oh, these things of sonship, they're not in the Bible. Maybe in their Bibles, but in my Bible is there. So the son of a prophet was so broke, yet he was the son of a prophet. But the daughter refused to be broke. So she went to a prophet and said, hey, we have debts. In fact, my husband died and left debts. And he was so faithful and he feared the Lord. And he left debts. And the collateral were our children. And the creditors have come to pick the children because they were a bond. They were the collateral. So they have come to pick the children. But I am a wife of a son of a prophet. So me, I've come to you. It might even happen that the husband died of heart attack because of debts. He was not clever enough to notice he had a prophet. Why should I live in debts when I have a man who can pray with me? Am I talking to somebody right here? Yes. And the prophet said, wait, no problem. The prophet said, what do you have in your house? She said, I've got oil. He said, that's it. That's the business we're going to do. Immediately, I am venturing you into the oil business. The woman became an oil dealer. Immediately. And she had money. And she came back to a prophet and said, I have made so much money with oil. He said, okay, the money that you have made, go and pay the debts. And the remaining one, use it with your children. The financial crisis was resolved. I want to say something to somebody who's watching me now. If there has been a financial problem which the devil is trying to use in your life as a barrier, he knows it. That if you can have money, there are things you can do for the kingdom. He knows what you're able and capable of doing. And the enemy is raising up money as a situation. But tonight and this month, we'll be praying against this. Your money is coming. Raise your two hands and say, my money is coming. Raise your two hands again and say, my money is coming. My resources are coming. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You must know this. You may want to do something, but if the devil uses money against you, and as I've said to you, I'm just making you know what to be dealing with. I'll be dealing with this barrier of money. I will look from the spiritual perspective how the devil spiritually attacks people on money. Do you know there are people who they can touch money like this and to finish without seeing what has done? Stand up on your feet. I want to pray. The financial barrier has to be removed. Every barrier, self-imposed, the enemy is trying to make you think it won't happen, it won't take place, it's far, you have no money, you can't do it, you can't achieve it. The enemy is speaking, it's whispering to somebody right now. That you are old, you can't get married. A lot of voices the enemy is raising. But I want you to rebuke every mind. To say, any mind the enemy is trying to put in me, that I cannot achieve it, I cannot do it, I'm losing, I'm failing, I'm dying, I'm sick, I'm finished, nothing is going to work. I rebuke this mind now. And you should bring that mind, that barrier in the name of Jesus Christ down. And every backwardness spirit, any leadership the enemy is raising up against me to take me back. And this could be financial. The enemy wants to take you backwards. Spiritually, you were actually before you were born again. You used to drink, you used to smoke, you used to go out, you used to do all crazy things. And you are born again. You are saved. What's happening now? There are people the enemy is taking them back again to the things they left. Backwardness in spirit. Stagnant in spirit. And some is to do with projects. The project is just stagnant. Career stagnant. Some of you is your children. We are breaking this system. And we are commanding to bow to the voice of Yahweh. Every spirit of darkness being raised as a weapon against your progress, against your movement, is collapsing by fire. I say it's collapsing by fire. Is collapsing by fire. Is collapsing by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whether the enemy is using finances, he's trying to use finances to stop you. He will not stop you. Your money is coming. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Every power and prosperity, raising a system of a barrier against my life, against my progress, I rebuke you now. I rebuke you now. Every barrier being raised as a system to stop my life, to stop my progress, I rebuke you now. I command you out. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray.